You're listening to River Country, where rock and country collide. You're here with Noah, and I'm currently on the phone with War Amps, and they're doing their key tag runs. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So what can you tell us about the key tags?
Well, I can tell you that the War Amps were delivering our 2019 key tags to everyone across the province in Alberta starting over the next few weeks. And so everyone will be receiving their War Amps key tags in the mail. So I'm just encouraging everyone, you know, when they get their key tags in the mail, to attach it to their keychain and let it start working for them. It's a lost key return service, in case people are not aware of what it does. It's a free service for Canadians. And so how it works is you'll receive a War Amps key tag in the mail, and it has a 9-digit confidential number on the tag that's linked to your name and address. So when you get it in the mail, it's activated, it's already ready to go. You just have to pop it on your keychain and let it start working for you. And so if you were ever to lose your keys somewhere, the person that finds them just has to drop them in any mailbox or call the 1-800 number on the back, and we'll identify whose keys they are and return it back to the person that lost them. And that's a free service. As I said, we've been offering Canadians for over 70 years now, and since we started, we've returned more than 1.5 million sets of keys.
That's amazing. What started this? How did you guys get going with this idea?
Well, actually, it was the veterans of World War One and Two that started this service for Canadians. And it was, at the time, the largest At Your Honor service that Canada has ever seen. So the First and Second World War veterans that had been wounded in war and came back home and started the War Amps of Canada, being amputees and being servicemen, they wanted to give a service back to Canadians, at the same time raise some funds for their programs and their artificial limbs and rehabilitation. So they started the service after the Second World War. And since then, you know, we've been very blessed to have a lot of support across the country with regards to people that see value in the service. When they receive their key tags, it might send in a bit of a donation, which again is very much appreciated. And back in the day, it was to support the veterans, and we still are supporting traditional and modern day veterans, as well as amputees, child amputees through our child amputee program, and adult amputees right across the country.
Now, how can they donate to you guys?
Well, when you receive your War Amps key tags in the mail, as I said again, you can use the key tags. They're activated. They're ready to go right away. You don't have to call or anything. Just put them on your keychain, but they do come with a donation form. And again, no obligation, but much appreciated if you want to, you know, send a few dollars. That's one way that you can donate to the War Amps. And you can also go online, waramps.ca, and you can send in a donation if you like. And as I said, the donations that we receive, they go to support mainly financial assistance for artificial limbs for our child amputee program and child amputees across the country. I'm one of them. I grew up, I was missing my left arm below the elbow. So I grew up, you know, benefiting from the support of the CHAMP program. They gave me, they provided financial assistance for me to wear artificial limbs so I could play, you know, keep up with my friends and have an arm to grab with and, you know, just anything I needed to do, daily activities and a lot of the sports that I played, again, was big thanks to the War Amps. I mean, artificial limbs, you'd be shocked at how much they cost. They're quite expensive. The arm I'm wearing now, it's a myoelectric arm, and it's worth about $25,000.
Wow.
And yeah, and that has to be replaced every 4 or 5 years. If you think, when electronics, they break down, they malfunction, and you got to go in, get them repaired all the time, new parts. It's like having a car, kind of.
Absolutely.
You got to take it in and get it repaired. You got to take it into the shop, and not a lot of families be able to afford that on their incomes across the country, and so we're stepping in where they're. You know, it might not be a government program for assistive devices, and we're making sure none of our families have to incur those costs.
Well, I got to tell you, I love what you guys are doing, and thank you so much for doing this.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, James. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.